Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. I've got a burp. Hold on. Oh, my God. That was quite a burp. All right. Thanks so much for joining us. Hey, you need a great gig. Would you like to make $100,000 a year easy and be home every night if you're a driver? Or would you like to have a great gig as a ground traffic controller, making sure that people are safe? Well, have I got a company for you, full disclosure, a great advertiser of mine, a great client of mine, Dimitri 2020 LLC. Company is ECM Energy Services, ECM Energy Services. And they are looking for two different types of, well, actually one type of person, a top quality person who is absolutely committed to professionalism, to safety, and to growth, being ambitious, smart, and focused, and driven. These are the kinds of people who the folks that they want at ECM Energy Services. Well, I really mangled that, didn't I? Let me try that again. ECM Energy Services. All right. If you're a driver, you can make $100,000 a year easy, with any kind of overtime, $125,000 a year, and be home every night. OTR, you paying attention? You can be home every night with your wife, with your significant other, with your kids, with your pets. You can be home every night. ECM Energy Services, they are looking for top quality drivers. They will pay $100,000 a year plus overtime, $125,000 easy. Incredible benefits. They have the latest Peterbilt's 589s, $7 million worth of these trucks, and you can be home every night. ECM Energy Services, also with ECM. Oh, by the way, here's the phone number. It's 724-802-0275. That's 724-802-0275. Also, ECM Energy Services on Facebook. Go there. Go to their website as well. ECM Energy Services, also for ground traffic controllers. If you are somebody who likes being in control, or somebody who's always wanted to be in control and never had the chance, ECM Energy Services is actually looking for people who like that type of responsibility, people who are in control, people who care about safety, people who can tell vehicles when they can start, when they can stop, where they can turn, what they can do in order to ensure that the entire area where the work is being done is safe, safe for everyone. If you are the type of person who likes to be in charge, who's been called a control freak, this is a great job for you. They want people who take charge. They want people who want to be in control. Traffic control. ECM Energy Services. Great bonuses, great pay, lots of great benefits. They're looking for you. If you want more than a gig, if you want a career with a great company that is growing and the opportunities are mind-blowing, ECM Energy Services, 724-802-0275. That's 724-802-0275. ECM Energy Services and your home every night. So what's going on in the along the border? What's going on in Mexico? The media will tell you almost nothing about it. But there are people who actually have gone down there and have seen for themselves what it's really like. And they'll go on to alternative media, whether it's Tucker Carlson or Joe Rogan or Dimitri, and tell the truth. Because the old legacy media is dying. They're just useless. They're dying. It's just propaganda press. Everybody knows it. This is a retired Colonel Doug McGregor, and he was down there in Mexico. And what he is going to tell you, what he told Tucker Carlson, I guess a better way of saying it, in this interview is just mind-blowing, because it also involves Ukraine. That's right, Mexico and Ukraine, halfway around the world, nothing in common, you wouldn't think. Hear for yourself.
Strike package, we have a seat for you in a B-2, and you can watch the bombs go off. Would you like to do that? Nobody wants to do that. There's no interest in this country in any of that crap. But people in this country are damn well interested in what's happening on the Mexican border, and I just spent 3 days down there. And they're damn well interested in what's happening in Mexico, because they know that that is a cesspool of barbarism, savagery, criminality. And that's our existential threat. Not China, not Russia, not Iran, not anywhere. We can manage those things. President Trump can manage those things. This thing down on the Mexican border is really at a boiling point. We need to understand that.
Tell me, what does that mean?
Well, what it means is that the cartels run everything. I mean, we hear about this President Sheinbaum in Mexico. Forget it. You know, she controls, 40 square kilometers in Mexico City. This whole thing is an organized crime state. Everyone in Mexico knows the truth. You know, if you go to Mexico City, my oldest son was just down there for a month, and he speaks very fluent Spanish, and he was talking to lots of people, and he loved the place, loved Mexico City, loves Mexicans. But they'll tell you flat out, well, don't go there, and don't go here, and don't go there, and don't ride in this cab, and don't take this automobile, don't go to that airport. You know, everybody knows the truth. Everybody knows who operates what, who controls what. And if you navigate through this maze of invested power of the cartels, you can survive. But if you accidentally cross into their territory and are seen as a potential problem in any way, shape, or form, you're dead. But at the same time, you've got whole families of these cartels, people that work for them, that are being treated for dental needs, medical problems, whatever else. I mean, you join the cartel, you get free health care, you get all of this. It's bizarre, but it's real. And you pointed out the weapons going down there are serious. I was down there, and we talked to several people who are border patrolmen, also talked to some Texas Guard people, and said, we just go 100 yards on the other side into Mexico, and behind the ridgeline over there, you'll see all the weapons, all the RPGs, the Javelin missile systems that have found their way to Mexico.
Javelin missile
system? Oh, yeah, we've got it. They've got those things over there.
From Ukraine?
Yeah, sure. Well, we sent over, I don't know how many, 1,000 of them? And several hundred were captured by the Russians. And then I'm sure several were sold on the black market. I mean, about 50% of everything that showed up there ended up somewhere that didn't belong. You know, it's just one huge corrupt industry in Ukraine. And the longer we feed it cash, the worse it will get. The strike package, I have a seat for you on a B-2, and you can...
It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. Weapons that we sent to Ukraine are now, at least some of them, controlled by the Mexican cartels. It's absolutely unbelievable. Whew, man, oh man, oh man. So, media won't tell you any of this stuff. I mean, if you really want to know what's going on, you got to listen to me. I'm all over X Twitter. I find lots and lots of really, really interesting audio clips for you. Stuff that you cannot get if you watch the legacy newscasts with, you know, ABC, CBS, NBC. They're all dying. CNN, even Fox News is dying. What's really happening is on X Twitter, on Rumble, Substack.com, Daily Clout, certainly my show, locally owned talk radio. Locally owned is the key, not some big corporation out of New York, but locally owned talk radio. We have the freedom to say pretty much anything that we want. But that's what's really happening. That's what's really happening. Now, you recall you probably don't, but the Democrats tried to find a moderate person to give the response to the president's speech a few nights ago before the both houses of Congress. They found this woman who is, I guess, a United States senator from Michigan, Slotkin or something like that. And she, hold on a second here. Let me just get this thing set up here. And they're trying to have you believe that, well, she's a moderate. She understands mainstream America, and she understands what's really going on here. And she's not like the rest of us who call you Nazis and fascists and then want you dead and anything like that. Well, she ended up being on The View. And you got to understand that she's no different than all the rest.
feeling in the country. Yeah. I mean, I always often say this, you know, we're about to turn 250 years old, mm-hmm. right? We're still pretty young yeah. for a country. These are our, like our angry teenage years, right? We are going through this push and pull where we're happy, we're sad, we want this, we want that. And what do you do when you have a teenager who's threatening themselves and others? You just try to get them through this period alive so that their brain can fully form and you can come back to kind of what
are
a
you
country.
Talking about Trump?
No, I'm talking about our country. We're pendulum swinging. We're pendulum swinging. And so for me, I think that this, I don't think there's a single American who feels like this is normal.
That's what they really think of you. None of this is normal. You're going through your angry teenage years. Temper tantrum. Yeah, that's it. Like a temper tantrum. Back in 96, I think, or 98, when the Republicans finally took control of the House, I remember a ABC News anchor, Peter Jennings, a real smug, obnoxious, insufferable guy, saying that America had a temper tantrum. And that's how the Republicans finally got control of the House of Representatives and Congress. Temper tantrum. They're no different today. This senator from Michigan, Elisa Slotkin, I think is her name. Oh, it's angry teenage years. That's what they think of us whenever we rise up, whenever we dare to question what the narrative is being given to us by the deep state. Well, it's a temper tantrum or it's angry teenage years. And you know, eventually they'll get over that and all that. I mean, that's the condescending attitude that they have toward us as humans, as American citizens. It never ends. It just never ends. They always think that they're smarter than the rest of us, that they're better informed than the rest of us. They don't even try to hide it. They really don't. They just think they're just so much better than us and so much smarter than us. And if they would, you know, if these yahoos in flyover country who vote for Trump, if they would just do what we would tell them to do, then we'd no longer have global warming and everybody would be loving each other and there'd be no borders and everything would be just wonderful and we'd have unicorns and farting rainbows and this, that, and the other if they would just do what we want them to do. But we don't want to do that. We want to do the opposite. We want to have freedom. We want to have liberty. But again, people like her, and this is the one, the United States Senator that they actually handpicked to give that response to Trump. She is supposedly the most reasonable one, the most moderate one. But she goes on The View and she just, you know, well, they're angry teenagers is what they are. And, you know, we've never seen anything like this. You know, how dare these people? I mean, they're just angry teenagers. And we just got to let them, you know, work out their anger. And a few years ago, it was just Peter Jennings saying, you know, it was a temper tantrum. The nation had a temper tantrum. That's why the Republicans finally controlled the House. It never ends with these people. It never ends.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God.
Save us, our Savior, and preserve us.
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.